In the meantime, time for our regular segment where we meet some beneficiaries of the wonderful SA, the Telethon SA Home and Land Lottery. It's ticking along very nicely. Tickets are selling fast. And the good news is they're only $10. Okay, and you could also win a brand spanking new River Gum home at Mount Barker. And, of course, you'll be also helping 14 charities. Robbed a couple short there. 14 charities around South Australia. And today we're catching up with one of them, Bedford. Now, it used to be called Bedford Industries. It's just called Bedford's now. The organisation, of course, it's been helping people with disabilities throughout South Australia for more than 65 years. And with me today is one of their clients, Shane Capone. Hello, Shane.
Hello, it's Shane Capone.
Capone, sorry, wrong spelling. Welcome aboard, mate. Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
And also in the studio with us is Shane's personal training officer, not as far as fitness goes. Well, you might do that too, do you? Kaylin Cox is with us.
No, I certainly. It's not the physical side of the training.
When I read that the first time, I thought, oh, that's a service Bedford provides that I wasn't aware of.
Personnel and training officer.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Shane, what's your story? You have autism.
Yes, I do. I'm on the autism spectrum, but yeah. I also have a little bit of bipolar, which was recently discovered.
Mm-hmm. And what's that been like growing up with that? How old are you now?
I'm 19.
19. So has it been a tough childhood for you?
Yeah, it's been really tough. It's not just tough on me, but tough on everyone. And I can't really put it into words how hard it was.
Mm. When were you diagnosed as being on the spectrum?
I can't exactly remember, but I'm pretty sure I was at the age of 4.
Oh, so you knew all along.
I've always known that I've been on the spectrum.
Because quite often we hear stories of people actually don't realise what's happening until much later in life, which must be doubly painful, mustn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Some of the stories I've heard are quite hard.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you go as a little fella? Did you get a hard time?
It was a very hard thing to do and a hard thing to grow up with. School was one of the main hard things. Hmm. No one was nice, not a single nice thing out there. I don't just feel bad for myself, but I feel bad for everyone that has to go through it. Mm. The bullies and everything like that are really just things they do are stupid, and I don't know why they do it, but, I don't know what else to say about it.
Mm. Do you reckon it's still as bad these days, now that you're a bit older?
No.
Or is the message getting out there a bit more that, you know...
I haven't really paid much attention, but from what I have, the attention I have paid, it's seemed like it's getting better, but you don't know for sure. Anything can pop up. Like, I've heard some stories from other people, and it's just terrible.
Mm. Mm. Well, look, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed that it is improving for those people out there. But the breakthrough for you came, I believe, you're in year 10.
Yeah.
What happened in year 10?
So year 10, I started doing a course called Prospect Centre. Mm-hmm. And Prospect Centre was a course where a whole bunch of schools come together and they do different programs, which is a lot of field work and stuff, and you get to get out there in the world and you learn different things. Mm-hmm. So I started doing the woodwork course, which is where I came to Bedford, and we did a semi-work experience, get an idea of what work experience was.
Yep.
And we worked with everyone and worked with the workers and got a feel for what it was. And when I went there, it just felt amazing.
I get the impression that when you walked to the door, looked around and thought, this is for me.
Yeah.
Is that the feeling you had?
Oh, not, without a doubt, mate, without a doubt.
The smell of the wood?
Not much the smell, but because I'm a very everything I did was very hands-on. Yeah. I'm a very hands-on person. So actually my whole family is my stepdad does mechanics, mum does mechanics, brother's an electrician. We're all hands-on people.
Right.
So I walked in there, I just thought, this is for me, this is where I belong.
From a mob of tradies and walked in and said, this is it.
Yeah, this is it.
So how many years did you do sort of part-time, firstly, didn't you?
What do you mean?
Well, did you go straight away? This was year 10.
Year 10 wasn't really part-time. It was more work experience.
Right. So what happened after that? You went back to school?
I went back to school.
Yeah.
And we decided, because school wasn't the best place for me, so we called back up Bedford and see if we could do work experience, every Wednesday on Wednesdays every week for a good amount of time.
Yeah.
Say about a half a year, full year, and then after that, I think that went for a good year. And then after that, I came to Bedford again, and I was working so hard that I didn't quite, because it all comes into funding and stuff with NDIS, so I didn't quite have that. But they said I was such a hard worker that they would allow me to work there for a small amount of time. So that's where it all started off.
Fantastic. And now you're there full-time?
Yeah, I'm full-time there. I've done there for a full year.
You've been there a year now.
Yeah, it's been really great.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Well done. So Bedford's changed your life, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, without a doubt. I can't be thankful enough to Bedford for what they've done for me. All the support, all the help, all the understanding they give, and even the workers. The workers are just so nice and helpful there. There's not a single bad worker there that just won't, you know, not help you. People can be silly, but that's life.
You're welcome to this building.
Yeah,
a lot of silly people in this building, I can tell you.
Yeah, no.
So you're at the Bedford Manufacturing Centre at Jepps Cross.
Yes.
What do you make?
So we make a whole bunch of different things, but particularly because there's different areas and different sheds. Mm-hmm. My shed does a lot of special board called whiteboard, and sometimes we do special jobs called colour board. Whiteboard's basic plain stuff, so same size, different, and build it into one pack, and then we'll send it off, strap it up and send it off. And then we'll do colour board, which is where people will send us these big sheets of colour board, and then we cut it up into little pieces or sometimes long pieces. Mm-hmm. And it's like a bit of a jigsaw puzzle, bit of fun.
Mm-hmm. And bit of a challenge.
Yeah, you have no idea. so we'll put it all together, place it together, and we'll strap it up and send it out.
Fantastic. And you've got a whole new world of friends, I'm assuming,
yeah.
And colleagues.
They're friends. They are definitely friends. Yeah. I've got some main people I hang out with, but everyone's a friend. Mm. There's not a single person there I don't call a friend.
Fantastic stuff. What a great story, mate. We'll take a quick break and we come back. We'll explore a little bit more about Shane's story, but also find out a little bit more about the wonderful work that Bedford does. If you've got any calls, 8223 0000.